Hi, this is Bria Baxter here to continue application examples of Keystone's Authentic Learning Quick Wins.
The most recent quick win focused on the power of reflection. We have a guest today who has used a 360 camera to record himself delivering a lesson to use as a reflective tool. He is going to share valuable insights about his instruction and students that he gained from this experience. Can you begin by sharing your name, school district, and role?
Well, hi, everybody. My name is Wes Palm, and I currently serve Western Dubuque Schools as a technology teacher leader, which basically means I travel to the different attendance centers and help teachers and staff with instructional technology.
Great. Welcome, Wes, to our Next Level Learning podcast.
Well, thanks.
Yeah. So video as a coaching tool can be quite powerful, especially after a coach and teacher establish a trusting relationship. So I imagine 360 video might take teacher reflection to a whole other level of coaching conversations. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, so what first happened was I found the 360 camera in Keystone's resources, and I thought, well, this might be cool. I'll check it out and see the different things that it can do. And so as soon as I started using it, ideas started popping into my head. And the first thing I thought is, well, how can I use this to get better as a teacher? Because it is a camera. But what I didn't realize is the power that it has. And so what I basically did to set up the scenario was I thought, okay, if I want to see what I'm really like as a teacher, I would love to see myself through the eyes of a student, because I have a sixth grader at home, and sometimes she talks about, you know, her favorite teachers and things. So I'm like, well, I wonder what it would really be like to watch myself teach. So with permission, I set it up in a fourth grade classroom. And I was teaching about a technology lesson about OneDrive. And so I put the camera at the height of a student behind a desk where there was no student. And then I just hit record. And what happens is I'm then able to not only watch myself, which I've done in the past with regular cameras, but the really cool thing was I was able to look anywhere I wanted during the lesson and see how engaging my lesson was, what my tendencies were, things like that. And I thought, this is a big step forward from just using like a stationary camera or a swivel. And so that kind of opened my mind to all the different possibilities.
Wonderful. So it all just started by checking out the 360 camera from Keystone's library and going from there.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen commercials before where someone's skiing down a mountain and they've got a GoPro and things like that. And I thought, well, that's kind of cool, you know. And I always, when I see technologies, since this is my role, how can this be used to create engagement in the classroom or, you know, help students learn? And so as soon as I got this out of the box and I realized what it could do, I thought, okay, well, if I'm going to ask other people to maybe step out of their comfort zone and try this, I'll try it first. And so when I did that, it really opened my eyes to, you know, me as a teacher. And even though I could see the students in the room, I was more focused on, okay, during my lesson, when I'm teaching over on this side or walking around over here, am I still engaging students on the other side or whatever? So I was looking more at what's my effectiveness as a teacher. And I couldn't do that with just a regular camera or a swivel.
Yes, right, because you're able to see then the rest of the students. Was the sound quality pretty good too?
Yeah, the sound was really great. And so what we ended up doing as a district is we purchased a camera similar to the one at Keystone. So now I have it available to me. And you can get extra microphones, but what I found is the sound quality was just fine. My next step is I would like to teach a class where I have stations going on. And, you know, as a teacher, I have expectations on what's happening. But then what I would like to do is I'm leading a station at a kidney table or whatever. And then while I'm doing that, are the things that I was hoping would happen, are they happening in the other stations? Because I can look around with the 360 camera. And again, I'm not watching student behaviors. I'm seeing what's the effectiveness of my lesson, you know, is what I'm asking them to do, keeping them engaged and things like that, when I normally couldn't know that without asking them and hoping that they were being honest.
Right. So it's just giving you so much more feedback with that tool. And especially that is a different setup when we do use station teaching, because we do always wonder, are they doing what they should be? How could I design it different to maximize student engagement? Which this can
Yeah, and with this camera, what I like is, you know, with the swivel, there's a little bit of a distraction, like something's different because you're wearing the lanyard. There's a camera that's physically moving, where with this camera, you've got basically two fisheye lenses and it captures the whole scene without it moving. And it's really small. And so there's not a lot of effort needed on that end.
Did you prep students ahead of time? Did they notice that it was there?
Yeah, I just told them I was going to be recording. And, you know, the big thing about this in education that we all have to remember is, you know, making sure that they have their media consent form filled out and that all of that is good. And once you're okay with that and you tell the students what you're doing, that this is for me to get better as a teacher, then they're perfectly fine with it. So.
Great. So when you encourage your teachers to use the 360 camera in the same way that you did, is it important for them to know what they're targeting for feedback?
Yeah, so the first step I took was I shared this with some instructional coaches and showed them what I did. And I'm still in the development process of presenting this to teachers. I showed it to our curriculum director. And the idea behind it is if you, you know, are going to be videotaping yourself or you want to, this is another option that could give you maybe some more feedback, or it's worth a try to see compared to a traditional recording. And so I haven't yet used one other than on myself as a recording, but I think it's something that's definitely going to take off.
In that coaching role, it's neat that you engage the instructional coaches so they know that this is an option to use in district now. And then to have that reflecting conversation with the coach and the teacher to have them both looking at the video and talking about that area that they were targeting.
Yeah, and I think it's really important to, you know, as a coach, to build that infrastructure first to make sure that you have people in the buildings comfortable with the technology and having maybe used it before, seen it before, before you ask maybe a teacher, hey, this could be an option. Is it something you're interested in? And then I think the second part of that is, you know, as a coach or a leader, being willing to do it yourself first and put yourself out there, instead of, you know, asking someone to do something and but you haven't done that. So
yes, and that good leader saying that and showing that I'm not going to expect you to do anything that I wouldn't do. It's a perfect example.
Yeah, and like a lot of technologies that I introduce to people, you know, it's one of those things where it's just another tool in your tool belt. You know, it might work for you, it might not. It might be something you don't want to try, but maybe somebody does. And so it's just another tool we have to use.
Mm-hmm. Certainly. And so you talked about the purpose of yours was to really look at that student engagement. How else do you see the 360 video camera used to gather what sort of data besides that?
And so as far as the reflection piece goes, when you're using that camera, what I was looking, when I watched it like four or five times, I watched myself teach this lesson. And what I was noticing were my tendencies. Because with a 360 camera, I can look all over the place. I can look, okay, where was I walking? Why did I stay in this area? You know, maybe what was going on that caught my attention? You know, things like that. Where did my eye contact go and when? And so I was just able to look all around and see the entire environment. And then also, it really just gave me an idea of, okay, so what next? You know, if I taught this lesson again, and for me, I teach lessons multiple times, what do I want to change or do differently because of what I saw on video, either from myself directly or indirectly because of my engagement? So those are the things that I was mainly looking for.
And you said that you watched it four times. So is that something that you would suggest to others who try this process?
Yeah, I think it's a really good idea that when you, if you record yourself, and I've heard this from other instructors, is watch yourself first on your own and then meet with a coach or whoever it is that you're going to share that with. Just so you have an idea of what's on the video. Maybe you get an idea of what went really well or what you want to change before you watch it and maybe critique it with somebody else. But I think the underlying principle behind all of this is the whole purpose is to get better as an educator and then help your students be successful. So this isn't some type of tool where you're trying to pick on yourself or, you know, you're trying to pick something out that you can get better at.
Yes, and that is the true mindset that we hope all educators have, because it's all about bringing our best and being our best for our students every day. So, thinking about others who are interested in this approach, do you have any tips or thinkabouts that you would like to share?
Well, the first thing is, if you're thinking about, okay, yeah, I obviously we all want to get better, and if you want to take that next step and see yourself on film, but it's really outside of your comfort zone, don't be afraid to set up the camera and just record yourself during a prep doing like a mini 5-minute lesson. Maybe take the kids out of it and film yourself doing that. And that's something I've done before, not with a 360 camera, but just to see ahead of time, because if you're worried about that. And then the next thing would be, is to get, if you're worried about the technology piece, find somebody around that can help you with that. So for example, in my district, if somebody wants to do this, I'll handle all of that for you. I'll come in, set it up. I can step out of the room while it's recording if you want, so that I'm not a distraction. But then in the end, I'll get the video all ready and I'll get it to you. So all you have to do is basically push play and watch it. Because a lot of it, as a teacher, you know how busy everything is. It's important to have someone there to support you to use this, because a lot of the times when you order or use technology, there's a lot of little pieces and parts and you got to put it all together. And that can be a little bit overwhelming sometimes. It's like when you get an entertainment center and bring it home and you have to read all the directions, but find somebody that can help you out, because I would say most districts have people in place, coaches in buildings.
Yep, who are always willing to help, and especially like this, and then they would also be available to debrief and reflect if that is the teacher's intent too. I really appreciate you sharing your experience today, Wes, and we look forward to hearing more from you in the future.
Well, thank you so much.
That's a wrap. Thanks for tuning in to our Authentic Learning Quick Win focused on the power of reflection. Reflection is great for all learners, including both educators and students. How are you giving students the opportunity to reflect on their work and learning?